Picture a child who wakes up one morning convinced they can fly, jumps from furniture with absolute certainty in their superhuman powers, then hours later sits in the corner convinced they're worthless and the world would be better without them. This isn't imagination or drama. It's the reality of childhood bipolar disorder, a condition that until recently, many professionals insisted didn't even exist in children. For decades, bipolar disorder was considered strictly an adult diagnosis, leaving countless families struggling alone with a child's inexplicable mood swings, wondering if they were somehow failing as parents. The recognition that children as young as 2 can experience this condition has opened doors to understanding, but it's also revealed how much we still need to learn about supporting these families through one of parenting's most challenging journeys. Bipolar disorder isn't new. It's been hiding in plain sight for centuries. Back in the 2nd century AD, a Greek physician named Areteus documented patients who seemed dull or stern, dejected or unreasonably torpid, alternating with unreasonable fears. Medieval Europeans often saw uncontrollable outbursts as demonic possession, leading to brutal treatments in asylums. It wasn't until 1980 that bipolar disorder officially replaced manic depressive disorder in medical literature. Bipolar disorder affects about 2.3 million American adults, with up to 1 million children living with undiagnosed cases. The genetics are striking. Children with one bipolar parent face a 10-30% chance of developing the condition. With both parents affected, that risk jumps to 75%. Despite persistent myths, bipolar disorder isn't about willpower or intelligence. It's an equal opportunity offender affecting people across all backgrounds, stemming from chemical brain imbalances rather than personal weakness. Early diagnosis focuses on prevention rather than intervention. Unlike adults whose mood episodes last days or weeks, children may cycle several times daily, making recognition challenging. Warning signs include extreme tantrums beyond normal meltdowns, withdrawal from loved activities, insurmountable morning difficulties, sleep problems, excessive or artificial humor, aggressive play themes, lying patterns, identity confusion, fluctuating focus, and declining school performance. Before pursuing a mental health diagnosis, rule out physical conditions. An undiagnosed ear infection or toothache can cause irritability and aggression, mimicking bipolar symptoms. Medications, particularly steroid-based asthma treatments and antihistamines, can trigger mood fluctuations. Children are extraordinarily sensitive to environmental disruptions. Parental conflict, bullying, divorce trauma, or relocation can trigger mood disorders without proper support. Consult with teachers and caregivers who see your child in different environments to build a complete picture of behavior patterns across contexts. Diagnosing bipolar disorder becomes more complicated when other conditions share overlapping symptoms. ADHD, the most commonly diagnosed childhood mental health condition, coexists with bipolar disorder in up to 60% of cases. The challenge? Distinguishing between them when symptoms look remarkably similar. Unlike bipolar disorder, ADHD behavior tends to be less cyclical, though stimulant medications like Ritalin that help ADHD can actually intensify bipolar symptoms, sometimes providing an unfortunate diagnostic clue. Oppositional defiant disorder, ODD, brings defiance, stubbornness, extreme temper, and refusing to obey authority, but these behaviors shouldn't occur during mood episodes. Conduct disorder involves increasingly violent behaviors, while OCD creates unwanted thoughts and compulsive rituals like excessive hand washing or counting. Substance use has become increasingly common in children, and the DSM recognizes substance-induced mood disorders that mimic bipolar symptoms. PTSD in children who've experienced trauma is particularly challenging. Symptoms typically appear within 3 months and may include nightmares, feelings of impending death, inappropriate sexual behaviors, social withdrawal, flashbacks, hypervigilance, and anger outbursts, all resembling bipolar disorder. Depression in children looks different than in adults. They can't always articulate feelings. Instead, watch for self-endangerment behaviors like running into walls, self-deprecating remarks, or fascination with morbid topics. Teens may express hopelessness, engage in self-harm through cutting or burning, or attempt suicide. Depressed children often withdraw socially, lose interest in activities, destroy valued possessions, or set themselves up for failure. Mania rarely appears without depression. Manic episodes feature euphoric or intensely irritable moods. Children may appear deliriously giddy with forced grins or display extreme irritability. They exhibit pressured speech, talking rapidly as thoughts race, and push jokes beyond appropriate limits. Grandiosity manifests as inflated self-esteem. Children may hire or fire parents, assume celebrity personas, or believe they possess superhuman powers, even attempting dangerous acts like jumping from heights. During mania, children develop obsessive fixations, refusing to disengage and potentially becoming aggressive when redirected. Teens often experience hypersexuality. One teen drove across state lines because he felt like I needed to just drive or else I would explode. After diagnosis, 12-year-old Brendan finally understood. I'm still bipolar, but at least now I'm glad that I'm still a good kid. Parents often resist accepting a bipolar diagnosis, believing it doesn't affect children, denying the possibility, or fearing judgment. Yet, delaying treatment allows the condition to deepen, eroding a child's capacity to contribute their gifts. Professional support exists through county systems, early intervention programs for children under 5, and schools where educators often first notice symptoms. Finding the right doctor starts with your pediatrician for referrals. Understand that psychiatry involves assigning probable diagnoses based on educated assessments rather than exact science. Don't expect immediate answers after the initial visit. Throughout this journey, maintain perspective. Your child is not defined by their diagnosis. Consider using bipolar experience instead of harsh labels like disorder. Learning to distinguish between symptoms and behaviors helps others understand your child's condition as a mental health issue rather than willful misbehavior. When you describe observations using specific symptom terminology, psychomotor agitation, or grandiosity, rather than vague terms like acting out, you educate others, shift perceptions, and prepare yourself to communicate effectively with medical professionals. Treatment extends beyond medication to include natural approaches, diet, exercise, spirituality, and structured home environments. Diet significantly impacts mood stability. Children with bipolar disorder often crave sugar and caffeine that worsen symptoms. Self-contained, non-competitive activities work best. Swimming offers calming properties. Martial arts provide structured discipline. Create clear expectations through mom-dad rules and kid rules, forming an equitable partnership documented in writing. Practical coping mechanisms include talismans for self-soothing, social phrases like, please excuse me, I need a break, that provide acceptable exits, and sensory accommodations in school. Understanding hospitalization needs, navigating educational rights through IDEA and IEPs, and preparing for potential law enforcement involvement all require advanced planning. Person-centered planning focuses on your child's talents and gifts, exploring hopes and dreams to create a desirable future. This journey transforms you. Many parents become stronger advocates, more compassionate humans, less judgmental of differences. Recovery advocate Ellen Copeland defines recovery through 5 facets: a vision of hope without limits, taking personal responsibility for wellness, ongoing education, self-advocacy, and mutual support. Your child has worked hard to manage symptoms, despite wanting to be just like everyone else. Your child isn't broken. They're navigating a challenging condition while being exactly who they're meant to be. And you're not alone.